This question is about sometimes you can see that inside myself there is some part of consciousness that is different from my aspiration, from my goal, from my spiritual desires, and it looks like part of me, but it completely different from my desires. But the question is it the same situation happened with other people, or it's like some problems with myself, or and how to make this part of consciousness more spiritual?
Devotees asking a question about their personal spiritual aspirations to serve Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas and to become attached to Radha and Krishna and to serve them eternally in Siddha Sarup, or just, if that's not known, to serve them eternally. But at the same time, there's something within me, part of myself or my mind, that has other desires and other ambitions which are in conflict with those spiritual aspirations and ambitions. And is it only me that feels like this, or are there other devotees that feel like that or have that experience? Is that the question? So the answer is that everyone will have this situation going on, because what it is the whole spiritual reality that's existing within us in a very specific way, that we're followers of Gaudiya Vaishnava practices and principles, and we have Guru, and we have an Ishta Devata, we have a worshipful Lord, Radha and Krishna, and we have a goal, we have a Paramgati, a Prayojan, to go to Goloka Vrindavan. All these things that we have that are spiritual, the Maha Mantra, the Kirtan, the books, everything, all of that is a gift. We did not create it on our own. We did not design it. We did not even desire it. That desire, the desires for these spiritual things and activities and practices, and the activities and practices themselves, and the guru and the books and everything, and our interest and our curiosity and our attachment and everything is a gift from Krishna. In the Bhagavatam, in the sixth canto, it says, Muktanam api siranam, Narayana parayana. Muktinam api siranam, Narayana parayana. It's in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. Can't remember. It says, out of koti koti, it says koti koti, out of millions and millions of liberated souls, Brahmavadis, Gyanis, Ashtanga Yogis, and great personalities emerge in Brahman, Nirashesh Brahman. Hardly one is Narayan Parayana, is devoted and dedicated to the service of Narayan. What to speak of being devoted to the service of Krishna? And what to speak of being devoted to the service of Radha and Krishna? And what to speak of being interested in being Radharani's personal maidservant in her pastimes with Radha Govinda in Vrindavan? It is durlab, ati durlab, very, very rare. And that rare gift is given by Mahaprabhu. Samar payatum. He says, narpita charimcharat karana yavatirna kalo. He said, unat ujvala rasam. Samar payatum. I am giving this. We don't have it. It's not within us. There's nothing spiritual within us, except that we're atma. We are a particle of consciousness. It's called chitkana. We're a ray of consciousness. But you see, every jiva is covered by maya, by ignorance. And we were also covered by maya, by ignorance, from beginningless time. Somehow, by the mercy of Krishna, he picked us out. So then, he has given all these things now. Maybe this is our first life. This right now, our beginning of... Says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anadir Krishna Bahirmukh, Anadi, Krishna Anadi Bahirmukh, something like this, Krishna Bulya. That since beginningless time, there's no beginning, eternal time, we've been forgetting, ignorant, and unaware of God at all because we're eternally in this material world. And somehow, Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai, Krishna gives us Bhagya, he gives us wealth, he gives us a gift. So now, there's everyone, every single sadhaka, he has this spiritual sadhaka, he has received this gift from God, this bhakti, this whole spiritual reality, and all its different expressions of study and japa and kirtan and puja and navavida bhakti, all of that, at every moment, it's a gift of God. And so that's the gift, and then he creates the enthusiasm and the dedication and the faith and the submission and the intelligence. He says all these things in Gita. I give intelligence. Tesham sarati yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. I give the intelligence so you can think about me and discuss about me, and I give the energy and enthusiasm. So all those desires that, oh, I want to be Radharani's Mandri, I want to serve my Guru very nicely, I want to please Radha and Krishna at every moment, I want to be a good bhakt, I want to follow all the principles and be very pure, and I want to be fully attached to Radha and Krishna. All of this is a continual gift given by God, as long as we don't become offenders. When we become offenders, then these desires, these ambitions, these spiritual ambitions and desires, and the enthusiasm and the faith, everything gets withdrawn. It's a gift. I give and I take. When it's withdrawn, we become interested in Maya, and we lose our attraction. We again turn our face away from the devotees. We turn our face away from Guru. We turn our face away from Radha and Krishna. We turn our face away from the Holy Dham, and we look towards Maya. That's the very proof that it's a gift. We exist in spiritual life as long as we're pleasing Krishna. If we're displeasing Krishna, aparad means, rad, R-A-D-H means pleasure, satisfaction. Whose pleasure? Whose satisfaction? Krishna. Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Is he pleased with my thinking? Is he pleased with my speaking? Is he pleased with my desiring? Is he pleased with my movements and my actions? And my aspirations? Is he pleased with my dreams? When you're waking, you may do all good things. When you dream all bad things. Because it's Prarabdha. It's a stockpile of our own bad movies. You know, bad movies? Up in our brain, we have so many bad movies. So one side, all this goodness, all this spirituality, and sattva, and beautiful things. On the other side, millions of lifetimes of material desires. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya. So that's the war on Maya. The Maya is us. The Maya is us. Not the world is not Maya. The world is full of Krishna for the pure devotee. So the Maya is us. And where is the Maya? It's inside of us in our consciousness. And what makes that Maya? All of our births and all of our desires. And it's all packed up in four different forms of kutam, bijam, aprarabdha and prarabdha karma. And all those karmas, they have vasana. All those samskaras, they have vasana, means desire. I want this, I want that, I need this, I really need this, I really feel like this, I feel like this, I need that. That is all the permutations and manifestations and kaleidoscopic presentations of maya. Ma means ma, my, ma. Ma means, maya means me, which is not. That which is not. The ma is me. Ma represents ego. Like when we say, oh, Vaishnave namo namaha. Vaishnave Gurudev namo namaha. Namaha. Ma means ego. Hankar. Me. And na means cut. Namaha. So namaha means I cut my ego. I fall at your feet. Dasasmi. I'm your servant. I bow down to you. I lie in the dirt at your feet, looking up for mercy, begging for a drop of kripa, like a chatiki bird in the summer season, waiting for rain. Where's the rain? So this is the war against Maya. Prabhupada said, everyone has, some people are fighting little wars, some people are fighting big wars. There's small town-to-town wars or border wars. Sometimes there's country-to-country wars. Sometimes there's all of Europe wars. Sometimes there's world war. All the time there's war. There's Saudi Arabia. Right now there's probably 10, 15 wars going around, Middle East and Africa here, everywhere, some war. The world war, everybody going crazy. Whole world dividing two parties, you and you. That's called world war. You make alliances, these nations, all these nations against those nations. So that was World War II in the 1940s, so it's been a long time for World War III. So we have a little war right inside of me. Forget about World War III.